Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Stepping out the door, our system is moving out, but it's still going to be a windy morning. And looking ahead to Friday, it's another WRAL weather alert day for a level 2 and 3 risk. I'll walk you through it.
This as people across the triangle are cleaning up today after the damage caused by Tuesday's storm system. It left trees down on homes, flooded roads, and thousands of people without power.
Several people had to evacuate from this apartment complex in Chapel Hill after flood water came rushing in their home. We'll give you a look at the conditions this morning.
Mobile sports betting could arrive in North Carolina in time for March Madness. Today, we can learn the exact date you'll be able to place your first bet online. And whether you choose to place your bet is up to you, but we appreciate you placing your trust in us every morning. We are all in today after yesterday's wild weather, and then we have a weather alert day for Friday. A lot to tell you about. Thanks for joining us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making us part of your Wednesday here. We just got warmed up yesterday with all that rain, the windy Wednesday we are facing today. And you're right with that. What's on tap for Friday? Elizabeth Gardner, very busy in the WRL Severe Weather Center.
Yeah, so this system from yesterday is still slowly pulling out of the viewing area. Our steady winds are on the left out of the west right now, and then our gusts are on the right side. So we're gusting to 40 in Fayetteville, 44 in Clinton, 31 in Goldsboro, 34 in Rocky Mount, 31 the Triangle, 28 in Southern Pine. So it is definitely windy as you're stepping out the door this morning, and we're going to continue to see gusts up to around 30 miles per hour up till around lunchtime. After that, we'll begin to gradually see the winds tapering off a little bit, but definitely a windy start. We had a little bit of rain early this morning, and that rain has all but fizzled out. A little bit of light patchy rain here around Edgecombe County, Halifax County, but that's going to be the end of it as our system pulls on out of here. Futurecast showing that pulling out and skies clearing. We're going to see a nice bright day, but it will be windy. We jump ahead to Friday. It's a WRAL weather alert day, and brand new this morning, the Storm Prediction Center has put us under a level 2 and a level 3 risk for severe storms. Similar to yesterday, the outline's not exactly the same, but it's close to it. So we're looking at the potential for some damaging winds and tornadoes. And of course, we'll watch the timeline for that. It's likely to be an evening event for us late afternoon. Around 4 or 5 o'clock, it begins and continues up until around, say, midnight or so. We'll continue to track that and talk about how much rain we may see coming up in just a little bit. Brian?
Elizabeth, all new at 6:01. We have a crash on the east side of Durham, apparently a crash with injuries. This is on Miami Boulevard near Andrew Avenue, just south of US 70. I'll watch the sensors through there, let you know if a big delay develops. Right now, I'm not seeing any big problems. Here's a look at our current road conditions map. Of course, we're still dealing with the wind out there, and that is adding to our power outages. You could run into some signals that are not working this morning. Remember to treat those as a four-way stop. Also, we are tracking some wet roads from some showers that have moved through, and some road closures that we're going to be learning about through the morning. We're going county by county to help you with your morning commute. In Wake County, Honeycutt Road near Durant Road is closed, and also, according to DOT, Holly Springs New Hill Road near Stone Ender Way still is blocked.
Brian, thanks. This morning, crews are working to repair power outages and clear down trees after that powerful storm system came through. Right now, more than 83,000 homes and businesses across our state remain without power, and that includes 61,000 Duke Energy customers. Crews are having trouble restoring power because of the strong winds. Many school systems across our area are operating on delays this morning, and flooding forced several people at a Chapel Hill apartment complex out of their homes. Take a look at this video from the North Hills area when a tree came crashing down through the roof of this house. Three people were in the home at the time. Kelsey Coffey is there this morning in the WRAL Storm Tracker. And Kelsey, thankfully, no one was hurt.
Renee, it was a close call for the three people who were inside this home. It's still dark out, so you may not be able to see as well, but that tree is still on top of the home this morning. Branches are scattered in the front yard, and the winds were so strong yesterday, it uprooted the tree and threw it on top of the roof. Take a look at this damage inside the home. You can see a hole in the roof from when the tree came barreling down. Insulation is still scattered all over the house, and we're feeling the impacts of yesterday's severe weather this morning. What we're really keeping our eye out on is the power outages. So more than 7,800 customers are without power across Wake County. That's about 2,000 more customers than what we saw in the last half hour. So we're going to stay on top of these power outages and keep you updated. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
It was also a long night for people who live in the Camelot Village apartments in Chapel Hill. They are out of their homes after floodwaters rushed into the building. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us from those apartments this morning. And Laura, I feel terrible for these folks who say they've lived there for a while and this is not the first time something like this has happened.
Unfortunately, it isn't, Jeff. Good morning. And as you can see here, a lot of that water has receded. You may hear some background noise behind me. This is actually a drainage system here at this creek inside the apartment complex. We saw a very different picture here last night than what we're seeing this morning. Take a look at this video. I mean, jaw-dropping, where you can see one person walking through that floodwater knee deep. We also got a look inside an apartment complex where you saw some of that water rushing in a bedroom with items submerged. You can even see the floodwaters line marked on the walls there. Now, as you've mentioned, we're told that flooding happens pretty often in this community, and that's because, in part, because of this creek that is in the middle of the complex. We spoke with an Uber Eats driver who was trying to deliver to a customer last night. Take a listen.
Here, and I still was not able to get to the customer. Unfortunately, the roads were just, like, way too flooded. I drove my car in, and, like, half of my car was submerged.
Yeah, so it's safe to say that person did not get their dinner last night. Seven people evacuated from this apartment complex. We are told that the town of Chapel Hill is working with them, making sure they have the resources for those people who are displaced. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Chapel Hill.
Wake County Public Schools will stick to their normal schedule today, but many school systems are delaying their start times this morning. Durham Public Schools will be on a two-hour delay. The districts you see here in yellow, including Johnston, Cumberland, and Nash County Schools, are all operating on a two-hour delay. Warren County Schools are closed today, but it's an optional teacher workday.
Brogdon Primary School in Wayne County is closed today because that storm caused damage to its roof. Wayne County Schools announced last night the extent of the damage is not known at this time. The full list of school closings and delays is on WRL.com and on the bottom of your screen.
The ramp from MLK Boulevard onto McDowell Street in Raleigh is back open this morning after flash flooding overnight. Raleigh police closed the ramp just after 9 last night because of the rising water. The ramp was cleared and reopened just before 2 this morning.
And as Elizabeth Gardner told us at the top of this newscast, we have a risk for more severe weather coming on Friday. You'll want to make sure you have the WRL News app for the latest updated forecasts from the WRL Severe Weather Center.
A growing number of Republicans in Washington say they would support using a government shutdown as a negotiating tactic. You're taking a live look at Capitol Hill right now, where today several lawmakers will hold an event to explain their position. Right now, the U.S. is operating under a two-part funding plan. The first part expires next Friday. The second runs out February 2nd. Some conservatives say letting the clock run out could pressure Democrats into more spending cuts and tighter border security. Speaker Mike Johnson says House and Senate leaders are working on a long-term bipartisan plan.
Today we can find out when mobile bets on sports can be placed in North Carolina. The State Lottery Commission could announce a start date during its meeting at 10 o'clock this morning. This week, Governor Roy Cooper told WRAL the plan is to launch mobile sports betting by the time the NCAA basketball tournament rolls around in March. Coming up in our next half hour, we hear from Carolina Hurricanes President Don Waddell about the excitement he has for this launch.
One of the coldest games in NFL history could happen Saturday night in Kansas City. The Dolphins and Chiefs will kick off at 8:15 p.m. and the forecast is for bitter cold and possible snow. The temperature could fall below zero. Only 4 games in NFL history have had below zero kickoff temperatures, and they've all been playoff games.
And we have you covered on WRAL and Fox 50 for all the NFL playoff games this weekend. At 4:30 on Saturday, the Cleveland Browns play the Houston Texans on WRAL. Wild Card Weekend then continues Sunday at 4:30. The Green Bay Packers travel to Dallas to play the Cowboys on Fox 50. And at 8, the Detroit Lions host Los Angeles Rams on WRAL.
It is 6:08. Secretary of State Antony Blinken meets with the families of hostages held by Hamas. What he's sharing with them during his 4th visit to Israel since the war started.
And a water rescue gone wrong in the western part of our state. Why rescue crews themselves needed to be rescued from those floodwaters.
Last night's system is pulling away, but we're still dealing with windy conditions this morning, gusting to 40, 45 in our southern southern counties. I'll show you what to expect as we get through the day today.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:12 and the wind is still whipping out there in some places as last night's system continues to move away from us. The wind gusts are in the white box on the right, so we're gusting to 40 in Fayetteville and 44 in Clinton out of the southwest. We're gusting to 34 in Rocky Mount, 31 in the Triangle, and 28 in Southern Pines. And we will see the winds gradually decreasing as we get through the day today, and we'll see the skies clearing too. Our temperatures are on the cool side, 47 in Wilson. The whirligigs obviously are spinning around out there, 46 in Durham, 45 in Fayetteville, and we'll see some gradual clearing. Town, expect 40s pretty much everywhere. It's 41 in Southern Pines, 45 Fayetteville, 43 Irwin, 46 in Goldsboro. So it's cool. It's windy. As you're heading out for exercise, you might run into some limbs out on the street, so watch out for that. Temperatures in the low 50s. Coming up, more on our weather alert day for Friday. Ryan?
Elizabeth here at 6:13. Still watching sensors on the east side of Durham with a crash reported on Miami Boulevard and Andrew Avenue just south of US 70. So far, I'm not seeing big delays on our sensor readings. Also, just in, a report of a disabled vehicle on Knightdale Boulevard on the eastbound side right around Smithfield Road. Again, right now, at least, it looks like traffic's flowing freely through there. As Elizabeth mentioned, we could see trees and limbs down, especially in rural areas this morning that we don't know about. But here's a look as we go county by county at some of the roads we know are closed. Near Carthage, DOT says Airport Road near McGinnis Road still is blocked. Coming up, we'll take a look at a road that's closed in Wilson County. Jeff.
Thanks, Brian. Right now, we'll take things overseas. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is urging Israeli leaders to do everything they can to reduce the civilian death toll in Gaza. Blinken met with Israeli leaders and the families of hostages Tuesday during his fourth trip to the country since the war began. He sat down with NBC News' Andrea Mitchell for a one-on-one interview where he shared his message for the families.
I met with some of them after they met with you. They're angry. Where is the big stick, they said. Why can't you save our six children? How do you answer that?
Well, first, no one can put themselves fully in the shoes of the families of the hostages. The hard part is the enemy gets a vote, Hamas.
Blinken says negotiations for the release of hostages continues despite recent targeted killings of Hamas and Hezbollah leaders.
Classes resume today at St. Augustine's University, but all classes will be remote for the first 2 weeks of the semester. That has left some students in a tough spot. An email was sent to students last week. In that email, the interim president said the Raleigh University would be going virtual to make sure dorms and classrooms are in good condition. The interim president wrote that the university will find students a place to stay if they check in this week. Classes will return in person on January 22nd. Students can return to campus starting on the 19th.
VinFast is showing off its first electric pickup truck concept at this year's Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. The company unveiled its VF Wild at the show yesterday. VinFast classifies it as a mid-sized truck. WRAL reached out to the company about whether it'll be produced at the plant being built in Chatham County. VinFast says the VF Wild is still a concept car and no decision has been made about where it will be made.
And heavy rain yesterday brought flash flooding to some communities. Take a look at all the water in this Raleigh parking lot. This lot is on Avent Ferry Road near Western Boulevard, right behind our studio here at WRAL. A car trapped by flooding in the Mission Valley Plaza. According to police, they taped off the parking lot so that no cars would drive in. Fortunately, no one was injured.
All right, this was the scene in Durham where a partially submerged car on the side of Hillendale Road caused a temporary partial road closure last night. We're still working to learn how the driver and any potential passengers are doing.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, I'm staying on top of flight delays and cancellations this morning. This is a look at the misery map right now. Airports in the Northeast, they are seeing the most delays and cancellations. Right now, Boston Logan seeing about 7 delays, 15 cancellations. Then you head down to New York and New Jersey, total 26 delays and 52 cancellations there. A little closer to home, these numbers have stayed the same over the past 45 minutes. 13 delays at RDU, 9 cancellations. Charlotte seeing 33 delays and 21 cancellations this morning. So if you are heading out the door to the airport, check your flight before you go.
First responders conducting a water rescue in the western part of the state needed to be rescued themselves. Crews are trying to help three people who were caught in rising floodwaters from the French Broad River in Brevard. During the rescue effort, a boat with five first responders on board overturned. Everyone who was in the water was rescued. Some of them had to be taken to the hospital. No word on how they're doing right now. The rain has pushed on out of here. We will dry out today and have clearing conditions, but the windy conditions remain. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner explains what we'll see today.
The wind gusts are in the white box on the right, and we're gusting right now to 40 in Fayetteville. The wind gusts in Clinton just dropped down to 29, and we're going to continue to see that this morning early. Up until 6 a.m., we were under a wind advisory, and now we're just going to continue to see those winds falling slowly. But again, gusting to 40 in Fayetteville, 28 miles an hour in Southern Pines. We're gusting to 34 in Rocky Mountain, 31 in Durham and Raleigh. Our winds are coming out of the southwest, but we'll be shifting to northwesterly, and we'll begin to clear in the next little while. Our maximum wind gusts since midnight have been 35 in Durham, 34 in Durham and Raleigh, 45 Fayetteville, 40 in Rocky Mount. So it's been a windy night, and that will gradually taper off as we get a little closer to lunchtime. We'll start to see our winds easing up a little bit with some gusts to 30 miles per hour this morning, but again, easing up some this afternoon. We do still have some power outages. They're in green. It's going to be between 5 and 10,000 customers without power. That's going to be Durham and Wake County. Back over into Charlotte, they're looking at 10 to 20,000 still without power. There was a potential tornado that was right about here up near Hickory, and the Weather Service is going to be looking at that today to see if it was straight line winds or if it was a tornado. That was our only tornado report. Lots of tornado warnings yesterday. No reports of tornado damage. That last little bit of rain zipping out of here this morning, we had a little bit of light rain early, but that's all heading out of the viewing area at the moment. How much rainfall did we end up seeing? It was an average about 1.5 to 2.5 inches, which is typically not a lot of rain, not enough to cause flooding. However, it came down so quickly all at once that we did end up with some water rescues. We had some flooding in places. And of course, Laura Levine's been talking about that all morning. She'll talk more about it coming up. So just some minor flood stage in some places. Neuse River at Clayton, minor flood stage today. That's where the river creeps up onto the Greenway in the town park. The Haw River near Bynum and the Deep River at Moncure at minor flood stage today. Both of those spots are just flooding pasture land and woods, so no impact there. But just watch out for the Neuse River Trail. The river may be up near the Greenway in a number of places. It's windy in Goldsboro and Apex, Chapel Hill and Fayetteville. But you see that camera really moving around there in Goldsboro. Skies will be gradually clearing, but we're already looking ahead to Friday. It is a WREL weather alert day, a level 2 and 3 risk of severe storms with the possibility of tornadoes. Again, we're looking at late afternoon to evening for the time period for this to come swinging through. We're likely to have some heavy rain with it. It's a level 2 and 3 risk of severe storms, similar to the risks that we saw yesterday. And that is brand new this morning. So looking at tomorrow being a nice quiet day with some sunshine and 58, 60 Friday with that chance of late day storms. Right now, the Martin Luther King holiday looks nice and quiet. Finally, Martin Luther King Day, 52 degrees with some increasing cloud cover. But I think we're going to be ready for a break this weekend.
I think so. It is 6:20 right now, and we're watching a crash on the east side of Durham right now. Apparently a crash with injuries on Miami Boulevard near Andrew Avenue, just south of 70. I just took a look at some higher resolution sensor data, and I'm not seeing any big delays out there, but there is a little bit of a backup as you head through that area. Quiet around the rest of Wake County. Of course, we're watching those current road conditions. Still windy out there, and in some areas, we're still dealing with wet roads, especially sort of along and north of the U.S. 64 interchange or 64 corridor, according to our current road condition model. Again, we're going county by county this morning, letting you know which roads still are closed. And in Wilson County, DOT says that 42 near Forest Hills Road northwest on the north side of Wilson still is blocked right now. We're going to be updating this through the morning. And as we learn about new roads that are closed, maybe trees that came down last night that just haven't been discovered yet, we'll let you know.
Thanks, Brian. Masked men break into a news studio right during a live broadcast. This is a terrifying scene, the latest in terrorist activity in Ecuador.
Devastation in a North Carolina community after that strong storm system came through Tuesday. The heartbreak people are feeling after the storm turned deadly.
And winning lottery numbers, NC Education Lottery on your screen.
Kelly Clarkson says her duet partner on her most recent show was a dream come true.
Brian Schrader here now with what's trending on our Wednesday, Brian.
Kelly teamed up with Kelsey Grammer to sing that familiar theme song from Frasier.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling, tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
And maybe I seem a bit confused, yeah, maybe, but I got you pegged.
Kelly says she was freaking out about singing with the star of one of her all-time favorite TV shows.
A very familiar theme song, and it's also the theme song for the Frasier revival, if you hadn't heard, that was started up on Paramount Plus in October. So they enjoyed singing that again. And of course, you can watch the Kelly Clarkson show, 2 o'clock, 2 p.m. on WREL.
Kelsey Grammer, quite a musician.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they sound good.
He still sounds the same.
Yeah. Red Hot Chili Peppers, speaking of musicians here, they're going to be one of the headlining acts at this year's Bonnaroo Festival. Post Malone, another one of the big-name performers who will be part of that four-day festival. It's happening in June in Tennessee, and the tickets are on sale tomorrow.
Yeah, middle of June, just about an hour south of Nashville. Megan Thee Stallion, Cage the Elephant, Fred again, his only festival appearance in the U.S., this is big doings, Brian. All your favorites are there.
I tell you, June in Middle Tennessee, I don't think the weather will cooperate with me.
You could run into Dolly. Who knows? Ooh. Who knows what could happen?
That's
there.
True. We could, go to Pigeon Forge, too.
That's right.
Brian, thanks. Some great news for Star Wars fans. Disney's The Mandalorian is coming to the big screen, and director Jon Favreau will produce and direct this movie spinoff titled The Mandalorian and Grogu. Grogu is also known by fans as Baby Yoda. Production for the film starts this year.
This morning on Today, Tina Fey will be in studio to talk about the new Mean Girls movie. Her latest iteration of the teenage classic is hitting theaters 20 years after the first with a new musical twist. She'll talk about reprising her role in the new film and how the reboot became a family affair. Today airs at 7 right here on WREL.
Several people had to evacuate from this apartment complex in Chapel Hill after high flood waters came rushing through their home. Just ahead, we'll give you a look at the conditions this morning as we hear from some of those residents.
And of course, the rain is over, but it's still a breezy start. Expect some windy conditions as you head out the door this morning. And then we're looking ahead to Friday with another level 2 and 3 risk for severe storms. I'll show you what to expect.
A federal judge today could upend the state's Senate elections. This is a live look at the General Assembly right now. The lawsuit the judge is considering that Republicans say would force them to redraw all district lines.